Would you please all be seated? Before I say anything else, I'd like us all just to take a moment and listen. I wonder how often we experience silence. At church, it's a rarity. Those of you with children, it's probably even more of a rarity, especially at this time of year. Advent is always one of the busiest times of the year, particularly for churches. Here at St. James, so far, this is not a complete list. We've had our messy Christmas celebration. We've had two preschool nativities. We've had our carols by candlelight. We had two Christingle services earlier today. And the list certainly could go on. It's likely that many of us here tonight will be tired. Not only is it late, but we've probably been preparing as much as we can over the past few weeks for tomorrow. But instead of being at home in bed, in the warm, like sensible people, we're here in church. The darkness is close around us. It's freezing outside, and I'm not feeling much warmer inside. But the traffic has stopped, and the chatter of the streets has finished. And here we all are, in the dark, in the cold, waiting in the quiet. For that reason, this service is and always has been my favourite of the year. In recent years, and particularly in recent weeks since the birth of my son, I've come to appreciate quieter moments in life, and especially those in Advent, because amongst the usual intensity of the season, it's the moment of stillness that helped me to put aside all the extra baggage that December tends to throw at us, and begin to appreciate just how special that first Christmas must have been. Silence is a powerful thing because it creates a deep sense of anticipation. And of course, that's because stillness and silence can only ever be disturbed or broken. The silence of that first night in Bethlehem wasn't broken by celebration or by excited children. People weren't planning parties in their homes and hadn't decorated their towns. They weren't loosening their belts in anticipation of a great meal, and they hadn't bought in any wine. There was, in fact, no anticipation at all. Most people were completely unaware that anything in the world was going to be anything different come the morning. But that night, when the silence was broken, it was by nothing more than the birth of a baby, by something profoundly ordinary. I know that reading about it in the Bible, in Matthew and Luke, shows us that there was plenty that was far from ordinary about it. You know, Mary is a virgin and kings travelling vast distances to see him, throngs of angels singing. All these things are truly extraordinary. But the reality is that those staying around Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem that night, if they were to look upon that stable, they would see nothing more than another child coming into the world. It's good to remind ourselves that every once in a while that God did not announce himself with a shout, but with the smallest and frailest of voices, that of a newborn baby. And yet that voice was undoubtedly God's. It was the voice of the Word who had been speaking for all of eternity. And from that moment that he drew his first breath on this earth as a child, everything changed. That is what John is writing about, as Terry read to us. Into a world filled with darkness, light had come to shine. The great physician had entered the world, a world full of hurt, pain, and brokenness, and he had promised healing. The eternal had come to dwell amongst the finite, the creator to live amongst his creatures. Into a world ruled by death, a child was born, and he brought with him the promise of everlasting life. But despite our world being transformed, our Christmases have all become rather familiar. We think we know what to expect, which is why we groan when decorations start appearing in shops in November, and when we have to think about writing our Christmas cards. I should say at this point, if you have a Christmas card at St. James, we've got thousands of them on the table out there. Do pick them up. Otherwise, you'll be collecting them into March. I think one of the biggest challenges that we face with the modern Christmas, particularly for us as a church, is helping people to discover the extraordinary truth in a very familiar season. Our Christmases nowadays might look very different from that first night in Bethlehem, but in many ways, our world is just as unaware about what really happened that night as the people who lived in Bethlehem were. The world doesn't know that God had come to rescue them from sin and death. People don't understand who Jesus is and why he came, or the depth of his love for them. So tonight, in the stillness and the quiet, as we come to share in a meal together, a special, special meal, I think we should remember that incredible first Christmas and what it means to us, and continue to pray for all those people who have come to visit us here at St. James over this past month, that God would be born anew into their hearts this Christmas time. And for you, those of you who are here tonight, I hope that you've had an opportunity this Advent to spend some time in quiet and think about Jesus's coming to us. But if you haven't, then take advantage of the opportunity that we have this evening to enjoy an unfamiliar stillness, because it's in these moments of peace that we realize just how incredible Christmas Day is. So once more, let's just take a moment of silence. One thing I can hear is the ticking of the clock. And as I said those words, I can now say Happy Christmas to you all, because it's just hit midnight. And in fact, despite saying that I wasn't going to do it, I'm going to light the Christmas candle. In fact, I might even invite Margaret up to do it. Margaret, who has done so much this past month, a very busy woman. Thank you, Margaret. Merry Christmas to you all. Friends, would you please stand with me?